platypus building. That's all I know. I don't know what we would do with it. Well, we have one author here already.
He's a member in Reno.
But they're not, they wouldn't compete particularly well, so they may come in, but they probably wouldn't last. Probably let the masses know that it's okay.
Yeah, I can sort back and forth.
No, they're all good.
Nobody cares about this, sir. There you go, there you go.
So are you, is the PL thing fixed?
I think Terry would get taken care of when Saturday is ready to fight.
I know, but, I mean, is it fixed to the point that everybody's, that's a little bit, would be included in the minutes?
I don't say for certain, three or four.
One of the reasons why it is.
That's our, that's our.
I've shifted them. With the recommendation that we do.
Right.
But I haven't heard.
Exactly, right, I know. We're doing that, yes. Got it, thank you, okay.
But I'll take another run at it when.
After Tuesday.
When the timing is better.
Of course, agreed, yes, sir.
Out of the picture frame there. PEV or electric vehicles.
Oh, that's later.
Yeah.
Next hearing.
Oh, they have, oh, I didn't realize, thank you. I'll just stand up and get lobsters.
Resources for, I don't know what. And then the queue, I guess, or no energy, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's just.
Resources for.
Yeah, they're doing, it's 1340. It was called the M3190, so.
No, I think they're all going to look into it.
Yeah.
Just don't kill my sandwich.
Welcome back.
Thank you, good to be back.
This is a hearing of the Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee. Call the roll for the purpose of establishing a quorum.
Senators Pavley?
Here.
Cogdill?
Here.
Hollingsworth? Huff?
Here.
Kehoe? Lowenthal?
Here.
Padilla? Simidian? Wolk?
I'm here.
Yes, we have two bills today, and the first bill will be presented by Senator Mark Leno on behalf of Senator Pat Wiggins. That is Senate Bill 1093 relating to the Dungeness Crab Task Force.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee members. I'm pleased to present this on behalf of our colleague, Senator Wiggins. And the bill, as the chair mentioned, does deal with the safety and sustainability of a very precious natural resource, and that is our crab fishery. I'm a little familiar with the issue, given my district, and also that I authored a bill a few years ago which set a crab trap limit, which also gave authority to the Fish and Game Commission, something they don't have currently, to be able to establish a limit or not to use that authority. So I think what we had was a 200 trap limit, and then with for just 2 years, and then for the commission to be able to continue the 200, to adjust it, or to abolish it. We got it to the governor's desk, and he vetoed it. Mm-hmm. The concern here, of course, is that we start our season a little bit earlier than Oregon and Washington, and they have larger boats that come down and scoop up a lot of our crab in the early weeks of the season, which is detrimental to both the sustainability of the fishery and also to our own local crab fishermen. So this a measure passed by Senator Wiggins and signed into law last year, 1690, established the Dungeness Crab Task Force, which empowered fishermen themselves to recommend legislative fixes to help protect California's Dungeness crab fishing economy. This bill contains the recommendations that came from that task force's work, centered around a self-funded pilot program that will place a limit on the number of crab traps. The work product of this task force has been a consensus effort and an effort, a successful one, of compromise. The bill is a result of the hard work among a wide array of fishermen, processors, and other stakeholders. They stepped up. They took off work days. They sacrificed fishing trips and traveled long distances to meet, and they've come to a general agreement, which is not easy for a group of fishermen to do. These amendments,
Mr. Izzy, Cogdell,
these amendments create a check and balance process. The Department of Fish and Game promulgates regulations the usual way, but is also then required to go back to the task force and demonstrate that the regulations are in consensus with the task force's recommendations. Task force cannot vote up or down, but fishermen have time to approach the legislature for a fix should there be disagreement. So I'm joined today by members of the task force and supporters of their effort, and I would ask for your support and I vote on this bill.
Thank you very much. Before we listen to witnesses, I wanted to clarify for the members here today, we have, since the analysis was written, received an official support letter from the task force itself. We have also received an opposition letter in our files by the Mendocino County Farm Bureau and the Department of Finance, but with a note from my staff, is that their concerns reflect what was in a prior iteration of the bill and may not still be valid, but we don't know that. But I just wanted to say for the record, we had received three additional letters. Witnesses in support.
Do you have your quorum? Do you have your quorum? You do.
Yes, we do. And we have established it.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Zeke Grader, and I'm the Executive Director for the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. And this is now the third one of these types of legislation that we've been pushing. This particular bill, however, does not just represent our organization, but represents virtually most all the ports that are involved in the crab fishery here in California. I think this is an important measure because all of the states and province have in place now limits on crab traps except for California. And I think this is very important to protect our own fishermen, particularly from vessels from Oregon and Washington who, while restricted in those states on the number of traps they can have, they could come down to California and basically dump traps to the disadvantage of our California fishermen. So I think this is a very important bill for us, and we hope that this time around that you know, it gets passed and we get it to the governor and get his signature on it.
Thank you very much. Next witness. Are any other people wishing to testify in support of this measure?
Madam Chair, members, Brian Lundgren on behalf of the Environmental Defense Fund in support.
Anyone else? Seeing and hearing none, a motion has been made, but I wanted to hear from the opposition and allow time for members' questions. Any opponents to this bill here today? We have registered opposition, and I've noted it for the record. Very well. Questions by members of the committee? Senator Cogdell.
Thank you very much. My concerns with the bill, and maybe you can clarify this for me, but it seems to me that this is basically a reallocation of existing permits, and we would be removing a substantial portion of those that are currently in the possession of a segment of the industry, 10% or so of the fishermen, and reallocating those to folks in lower tiers. Is that correct, or?
Not really. What we're doing is we're putting a cap on how much it within these seven tiers how many of them can have. So I think from that standpoint, it stops what we call basically an arms race in the crab fishery. More important, what it does is that those people who have not been active for a number of years, have not actively pursued their permits, they're still going to be allowed to crab fish. But what we're trying to make sure is if, for example, somebody comes in and wants to take one of those permits and then just use unrestricted number of traps. In other words, you don't all of a sudden get a huge amount of new effort involved.
It's going to remove some of the traps from a segment of the,
yeah, it's
the industry
gonna,
right now that is producing and I'm assuming employing quite a few people and.
Well, the
maybe
what
be able
we looked
to do
at
that because they won't have as many traps available to them under this
well,
bill.
We actually looked at in Oregon and Washington where they went through the trap proposal. And we talked to a number of the people that were utilizing a lot, a huge number of traps. And once they were reduced, they said it really didn't affect their production that much. In fact, it actually worked better for them because they weren't having to buy as many traps and having to worry about them as much. But for the larger vessels, they were still their landings were still the same. It really hasn't affected the total landings. What it might have done is slowed it down a little bit so the market could absorb the crab. But the people that I think were objected the most in those two states to having the trap limits are now liking it, surprisingly.
Do you have any correspondence from them? Or?
No, they were before the task force. I was not personally involved in the task force. The reason I'm here rather than one of our members is because most all of my members are trying to fish right now. So.
Thank
and
you.
I just only want to add to that that as concerned as we are for the viability of our own local fishing industry, it's also about the sustainability of a very important and at times vulnerable natural resource.
All righty. Any other questions by members? Senator Leno, would that be your close, or would you like to
The only last word in my close is that as we are amending this bill, I'd like my name to be added as a co-author.
That would be fine with me. A motion was made by Senator Kehoe, and the motion would be to approve this bill with assembly amendments. We'll be concurring and refer to the Committee on Appropriations, Senator Kehoe. I think you know the chair. Okay, that is the motion. Any other comments? If not, call the roll.
Senators Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Cogdill?
No.
Cogdill, no. Hollingsworth?
No.
Hollingsworth, no. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Padilla? Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
That bill is out. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members.
Presenting on behalf of Senator Wiggins.
My pleasure.
Now we will hear from one of our own committee members, Senator Alan Lowenthal. Members, while he's coming up, this is Senate Bill 1169. You should have the analysis before you. It relates to the State Water Resources Control Board's five-member board appointed by the governor, which oversees the state water rights law. Technical cleanup, update cross-references, delete obsolete provisions, remove gender-specific references. Non-controversial technical changes to the water code.
Thank you for presenting my bill.
Okay.
Any testimony?
When Hollingsworth is moving a bill, it sounds good.
I could not have said it any better, Madam Chair.
For the record, I was actually Senator Hollingsworth.
Yeah,
but for the record,
It is a technical cleanup bill sponsored by the State Water Resources Board. All the controversial parts in this bill have been amended out in the assembly. Senator Pavley, you described the bill very clearly, and it really is technical cleanup. And I urge your eye vote.
Well, it has been by Senator Hollingsworth, but I do need to ask for the record. Anyone here wishing to testify in favor? Here comes someone.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. My name is Robert Eagle. I'm the Legislative Director for the State Water Board. This is an administration-sponsored code cleanup bill. We urge your support.
Does that change your mind, Senator Hollings? Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone here wishing to testify in opposition to the bill? I think the whole rest of the room's coming up. Senator Lowenthal to oppose. Mm. Yep. Seeing and hearing no one, there is a motion on the floor, and that's to concur in assembly amendments. It does not go to appropriations. It will be going straight to the floor. Roll call vote.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Cogdill.
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Hollingsworth.
Aye.
Hollingsworth, aye. Huff.
Aye.
Huff, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Padilla.
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Smidian.
Aye.
Smidian, aye. Wolk. Wolk, aye. Let those out.
See, I think this is really an
announce the bill out and then adjourn.
All right. Senate Bill 1169 has enough votes. It is out of committee, as well as the prior bill that we also voted on, Senate Bill 1093 by Senator Wiggins. That bill is going to appropriations. The meeting's adjourned.